Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Saturday, October 27th, it's Bourbon and Bacon Fest, headed to Tacoma.
Yeah.
Not stop.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to Tacoma, Steve. You're not going to make me stop.
Pretty much just take a handful of them.
It's Marshawn enjoying some bacon-inspired treats.
Something like that.
Yeah. You can also enjoy some great spirits from all these distilleries that are coming from all over the country. Down to Tacoma, Tacoma Armory, that's where they're going to be pouring their best spirits. And like Steve said, that's where you're going to be chomping on some great treats, bacon style, thanks to some great restaurants around here.
It's a B-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
Yeah, there's two sessions, one during the day, one during the night. Maybe you'd like to go for both of them. You want tickets? Go to KISW.com. That's where you get those tickets to Bourbon and Bacon Fest, benefiting our friends at Treehouse.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Mix, don't be a loser.
Whoa!
B-Mix, you're a loser.
It is time
to B-Mix. And it's time to turn down for Thursday.
Yeah.
Charge out for what?
Friday, Junior, baby.
Yeah, the day before the Bang Bang.
Yeah. Getting stoked, man. Getting stoked for the weekend. Could be the last good weekend we'll have in a while. I don't know.
Ever?
Well, in a while, I said.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
I know, nice and sunny out there,
which is good. I got my men's weekend this weekend, so we usually do a lot of some stuff outside, so I'm glad it's not going to be raining on my butt.
You're going to be men, manly men.
Men, 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 wonderful men.
Yeah, you don't want any rain on your butt when you're with a bunch of men.
No,
that's a really good point there.
I don't think I do.
Yeah. Well, now that's weird.
Do you guys have a bathroom, or do you guys have, is it an outhouse?
No, we're going to places that have
I always
buildings.
Picture you guys it's in the woods, like Lord of the Flies or something like that. You go on these men's weekend, you paint your faces with someone's blood or something like that. I don't know.
Have you ever been to CBAC? It's a gorgeous facility where they have all these houses that you can stay in, and mm-hmm. people will do seminars there, and they'll do retreats there. And
yeah, he's living in a compound. He's not going to be roughing it whatsoever.
Exactly. Okay, cool. And they feed us too, man. Oh, they feed us good food at CBAC.
Really?
Yeah, it's awesome. And it's beautiful. Mm. It's beautiful country up there.
Yeah, it really is.
Down there, I should say.
It's up over to the side.
Yeah, it's kind of up. And I have to go down, but then I got to go back up when I take the freeway. That's why I got to do it, because I don't take the ferry. So I got to go to Tacoma. Then I gotta come.
Did you know that the name CBAC comes from the word that means smooth and calm water?
The water by there, that is true. The water right across from our facility is actually kind of cool and calm.
Nice.
So how about CBEC?
About CBEC?
There's only a population of 1,100 there.
Yeah, it's
itty bitty.
It's out there.
Damn.
Yeah,
it's deep.
They also have a really good pizza place called CBEC Pizza, and it's fantastic.
Nice.
Which, I'm surprised because, Danny likes
Theon's. They got bathrooms in these places? Or?
Yeah,
they got to go outside.
You got to go outside.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Danny's
just go in the water.
Danny knows what it's all about. Danny's been there.
Let's get to our contestant today.
It's funny. I'm looking on Wikipedia. It says it's a mostly rural area that has a conference center, a general store, coffee shop, antique store, pizza parlor, and a marina.
That's it. I think we've been to all of it.
Yeah.
Actually, but it's beautiful. It is gorgeous out there.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Jeff in Puyallup to take on Steve. Jeff, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What is he playing for today?
Enduro Cross tickets. That's happening at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett on October 27th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want tickets, get them now. AngelOfTheWindsArena.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. Go to Seabeck. For those playing at home, Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jeff, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Nice. Wow. Using a series of dots and dashes, what type of code was a vital method of communication for the first half of the 20th century?
Morse code.
Yes. Common in Haiti, what religion incorporates the placing of hexes and curses on enemies?
Hindu.
No.
Voodoo.
Yes.
Nice.
The process of making cow's milk safe for consumption is called what?
Pasteurization.
Yes. Who plays Ethan Hunt in the Mission Impossible movies?
Tom Cruise.
Yes. What was the character Doogie Howser's actual first name?
Oh, Doug. I don't know.
Yes. What, nice. What's the ballet term for a 360-degree turn on 1 foot?
Pirouette.
Yes. What singer's autobiography was titled Man in Black?
Johnny Cash.
Yes. What actor played Chandler Bing on Friends?
Matthew Perry.
Yes. What year of the late 90s did Dawson's Creek first air?
98.
Yes. Beginning with T, what is the national flower of the Netherlands?
Oh. What was the letter again?
T.
T. Tiramisu. So tasty.
No. That is a good dessert there. 9 out of 10.
Jeff.
Just you're missed it.
You're going to be so bummed about that tea flower, dude, because we have it very close to home here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're not going to be happy. If Steve beats you because of that, you're gonna cry like a little bebe.
Bebe.
Yeah, you are. You're going to cry like a little bebe.
Well, if that's the deciding factor, it'll be a very great game. So, yeah. Steve.
Oh, wow.
I guess you know what he's...
Are you all right over there?
I'm good. He's mad because it's not, you know, Bang Friday is really what he was waiting for. He does not have a lot of energy right now.
One more day till Bang Friday.
Bang Friday. Are you ready?
Bang, bang!
Using a series of dots and dashes, what type of code was a vital method of communication?
Morse code.
Yes. Common in Haiti, what religion incorporates the placing of hexes and curses on enemies?
Voodoo.
Yes. The process of making cow's milk safe for consumption is called what?
Cleaning it up.
No. Pasteurization.
Yes.
Ooh, fancy.
Who plays Ethan Hunt in the Mission Impossible movies?
Tom Cruise.
Yes. What was the character Doogie Howser's actual first name?
Douglas.
Yes. What is the ballet term for a 360-degree turn on 1 foot?
Oh, spinaroonie.
No.
Spinaroonie.
Pirouette.
Yes.
Ooh, nice.
What singer's autobiography was titled Man in Black?
Michael Jackson.
No.
Johnny Cash.
Yes. Yeah. What actor played Chandler Bing on Friends?
Matthew Perry.
Yes. What year of the late 90s did Dawson's Creek first air?
1997.
No.
98.
Yes. Beginning with T, what is the national flower of the Netherlands?
Tulips.
Yes.
Oh,
Steve, you win with a perfect 10.
All I do is win.
And 9.
Yeah.
It was an epic game.
Yeah, sorry, Jeff. And, you know, we have the festival here, you know, in LeConner. That's why I knew you'd be bummed.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm not down. I haven't gotten 9 for a while.
All right. All right, Jeffy. Take care, buddy.
He did. Yeah, he couldn't think of a tea flower.
And, you know, I saw the tough proposition you had, Rev, because of the fact he said two lips.
Yeah.
And you asked for the national flower, but I feel like that should be allowed.
It's fine.
I think it should be allowed. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I originally was going to guess taffodil, but I knew that wasn't actually a flower.
Oh, taffodil is a great flower.
I couldn't think of anything with a tea. Jeff couldn't either. He said tiramisu.
Yeah.
Oh, that's delicious.
It is delicious.
It should be a flower.
He said the same thing.
Oh,
we clearly share the same brain.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with a perfect 10.
Yeah. So that means call number 10. You're checking out Enduro Cross at Angel of the Winds Arena. Caller number 10, 206-421-ROCK. Just like that.
Somebody says, hey, Steve, tell BJ to tape his keys to his face so he doesn't lose it in Seabeck this this time. Aha, from Chris.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be right. I now have a new thing where I always bring an extra set of keys. So that way, at least I don't have to worry about how to get home.
Oh, that'd be so awesome if you lose both sets.
Yeah. Well, the other set will be in my suitcase. So I'd have to lose the suitcase to lose the other set.
Are you going to put like a little handcuffs around your suitcase so that way you can just never lose your suitcase?
Yeah. Well, I should be okay. Should be fine. But you're absolutely right. That was a thing.
You lost the keys. And I'm looking at this little thing. Does this have anything to do with us? Because it's
about I figured we could talk about it whenever you want to.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
You lost big dough?
I lost some big dough because I made a payment to my credit card, but I made it to that bill pay, automatic bill pay you have in your banks.
Yes.
And I guess I must have put it to the wrong place.
Oh, no.
And it's a place that does, I haven't paid anything in years, so I don't even know why I still have it on my bill pay. I'm an idiot. But it basically was another loan that I had. So it was four figures that I had to pay off a credit card.
So you just sent this random company money?
Yeah.
And you get it back?
And they cashed it.
Well, yeah, why not?
I know. That bums me out. I sent it to another bank that I had another loan at.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, they cashed it. And so I called my bank. I'm going, hey, dude. And so I called them to say, hey, guys, they're gone. Like, the number doesn't go anywhere.
Wait. So you can't get your money back?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Next time, just give me the money, and I'll give you half of it back.
Oh, okay. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So my bank is like, oh, yeah, we've got an investigative department. We'll check it out. But basically, it's my bank going up against this other bank trying to get my money back. And I just can't believe they would just cash it since, you know, my account's gone. Everything's gone.
That is weird.
Yeah. You know, it's like the account was closed over 5 years ago, and they still cash my check anyway.
Do you think it's like an automatic cashing kind of a thing
where
as soon as you send the money, it's not like if someone looks at it and then write, you know, hey, I should cash this, or maybe I shouldn't.
You know, the banking business is really interesting. And I have two banks. Of course, one of them is BECU, but this was another bank that I work with. And they were like, so they told me what the story was. Well, probably what happened was is that it just gets blind cashed into a thing and then they don't know and they just leave your money there. And I go, oh, that's great. And of course, I can't get in touch with them. That's even greater.
There's got to be a way to get it back. Do we need to, like, all wear black and, like, you know, be as, like, a SWAT team?
Do whatever you can do.
Well, you got to be a part of it. You have to be, like, kind of like the guy that tells us where to go.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell the bank where to go.
Yeah. Dude, I'd love to give you... Luckily, I was able to catch myself. But, you know, with PayPal, I do a lot of buying things on PayPal use PayPal to buy things. And sometimes I have to send an email. Like, oh, I want you to do this. Okay, well, send me the money via my email. Well, I was sending money to somebody, and I thought it was a .com, but it was a .org.
Oh.
So I sent it to whatever, like, slappies at, you know, blah, 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 .com. And as soon as I sent it, I realized I didn't type org. I typed .com. And then luckily, I don't believe there was an email that existed for that as a .com. So I was able to quickly cancel it. But I was like, what if the guy just grabs the money? And,
yeah, that's what I'm.
What a pain in the ass.
That's what I'm worried about right now.
I'm sure I'll get it back, but yeah.
I mean, you know, you figure a bank's phone line, you should be able to call it and get somebody, and it was like,
dude, it's 2018. That's not true.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I mean, it was gone. Like, there wasn't even. I accidentally paid a major bank, but like their customer service line, I guess they must have changed it because it's like instead it was just like, hey, how would you like to get a great opportunity to get some real estate? And I'm like, this is the new number. Like, they gave up the number and gave it to this new scam company.
Well, I mean, can't you just school the bank and get customer service?
Well, I was going to, but my bank said, no, you let us handle it. We know we have our ways. That's what my bank said. They go, we have an investigative department. They will be able to find the real number that you need to call. Like, I guess, you know, with banks, you don't know who you're talking to get who you got it. So they go, we know exactly who to talk to. Don't waste your time. Call us back on Tuesday. So I'm hoping my bank can get it done. But God, I feel like an idiot.
Well, I mean, it's an honest mistake.
I know, but, like, you know, I got to figure that out because my other credit card's now a thing, and I'm afraid I might not get it back.
You'll get it back.
I hope I do, but I'm afraid I won't.
What are you going to? They're not going to go throw a pizza party. Hey, some dumbass just sent us $1,000. Let's go order some pizzas.
Well, I'm not going to say anything, but I think if you knew all the situation, I'm trying to be as covert as possible, you might go, I don't know, maybe you might not get it back.
Uh-oh.
You know, because look, we know over the years.
Is this for a phone sex line?
No, but you know.
Sure sounds like it.
The Money Ranch?
I'm really confused by how shady you're making this sound.
Well, you know the traditional banking business?
Yeah.
You know all the problems we had with the housing bubble? So
sure.
I don't trust a traditional banking business as much as.
They're not going to steal your money like that, though.
They'll do it another way.
Interest rates.
Yeah, that's what they'll do. Okay. All right, I have a question. How is it possible that a guy ruined 50,000 pounds of pork while he was on the job? It's a travesty, by the way. because, I mean, that's tasty pork. I'll tell you how this all happened at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a meat processing plant in Virginia that had to throw out 50,000 pounds of pork after one of their employees was caught on video urinating on the production line. He, you know what? That's the death penalty. I'm sorry.
Peeing on the pork?
Yeah, peeing on the pork is the death penalty. That's some tasty, tasty food now gone.
Now, I heard that's a good way to kind of just cure the meat.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't realize that. All right, maybe the guy should be.
Oh, man, I'm looking at the New York Post. It's like, I want to see what's going on here. And, of course, their headline is, pissed off employee accused of urinating on 50,000 pounds of food.
Gotta love the Post. As it were.
They keep it real.
Yeah, they do. This happened over the weekend at Smithfield Foods. There's a video of the employee who appears to take off his gloves as he leans up against the counter and relieves himself. He then puts the gloves back on and continues working.
See, he was thinking of the company's best interest and not to waste multiple pairs of gloves.
Oh, God. Of course, Smithfield officials had to release a statement confirming, yes, this happened. And they say it was an isolated incident. I mean, I don't know, man. If this is, how long has that guy worked there? And how long have I had pee-pee pork?
Bro, do they not give him bathroom breaks? I'm watching this guy, man. He's like feverishly getting his gloves off and then just pulling out his pants.
Oh.
It doesn't look like a weird, like, I've calculated this situation. It almost looks like he frantically just had to go.
Oh, so he didn't actually urinate on the pork. He went on the floor? Is that what it looks, that's what the picture looks like to me?
No, man. It looks like there's stuff, there's stuff underneath.
Oh.
I don't know. But, boy, he really had to go.
You know what? I can understand the assembly line mentality. It does look like the guy just is, like, trying to continue to work and go there. Wow.
And it's not even like he's trying to hide it. He's there with other coworkers.
Yeah, dude. That's
how did you not? If you all of a sudden just whipped it out and started peeing right here, I'd be like, bro, go to the bathroom.
Yeah, dude. You think you? Oh, you would? Thanks. You'd let me know at least?
Yeah. All right.
Here's the news talking about this whole thing.
Thousands of pounds of Smithfield meat tossed out after a worker was caught on camera urinating right where future food was being processed.
We're told more than 50,000 pounds of product had to be thrown away. That's almost the size of 5 African elephants. 50,000 pounds would be equal to roughly 350 hogs, which would cost the company almost $190,000. The processing line had to be fully cleaned and all the equipment sanitized multiple times before resuming operations. We asked what, if anything, was done to the employee. We're told he's been suspended pending the outcome of a complete investigation.
Wow.
Now I'm looking at the video too, and I wonder if it's not touching the meat.
Yeah, Steve, I'm glad you have the same observation because it looks like he's bending down a little bit.
It looks like he's peeing under the table where the meat is.
Yeah.
Not to say that makes it, I mean, it makes it a little bit better to know that, you know.
He wasn't intentionally trying to contaminate the meat. It looks like he was still trying to do his job because, you know, there are quotas. You know, in assembly line, you have to process so many things per second or hour or whatever. And he looks like a guy frantically trying to keep up and go to the bathroom.
And I just counted it, and it was about 6 seconds.
Oh, he's quick.
Right?
It takes me a long time. I couldn't do it.
6 seconds? No, I mean 6 seconds from when he got his pants off, just him going.
Yeah, that's amazing.
A six-second urination?
That's a hell of a stream.
Who urinates for only 6 seconds?
Well, I know I don't. It takes me 6 seconds just to, basically get my... It actually takes me 30 seconds to try and find my zipper. Who am I kidding?
Wow.
Seriously. I believe it.
Yeah.
Wow. This is a weird video, man.
Yeah, it's a weird video, but it doesn't look like he's angry. It looks like he's just trying to go to the bathroom without leaving his station so that he can continue the productivity level that he was performing at. That's what it looks like to me.
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Wow. So this meat processing plant had to throw out 50,000 pounds of pork after one of their employees was caught on video taking a leak. Right on the production line, based on this.
Somebody says, this better not affect Bourbon and Bacon Fest. No, it's not the meat. That's not where we're getting the meat.
Thank God.
Right. That's where we got the bourbon, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So if the bourbon tastes funny, yeah, no. So that is a pretty insane thing that if you just peeked over, I'm like, hey, is Benny over there taking a pee? Is that what? That's a weird thing to see at work. And even Steve would look at me and go, well, go to the bathroom, bro. Thanks, man.
6 seconds.
6 seconds.
Impressive.
That's insane. That's impressive. And so we want to know, how about you? What insane or impressive or whatever thing have you seen or that someone you know has done at work? Maybe you're the one that did it. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What is the most insane thing that you or someone you know has done at work? Your calls, your texts, after White Stripes on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A meat processing plant had to throw out 50,000 pounds of pork after one of their employees was caught on video urinating on the production line. Based on this, I heard he was a real whiz at work, though. Hey.
No.
Hey. Yeah, this show is a stream of consciousness, Steve.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah, there we go. Anyway, what we want to know is, what's the most insane thing that you or someone you know has done at work? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So we earlier were mentioning, though, how 6 seconds seemed like a rather quick...
Yeah, that's a quick... he did his business in 6 seconds.
A texter, I don't know if this is true or not. Maybe we need to fact check this. They say the average person takes 15 seconds.
What? Is that long or short for you?
That is super short.
I feel like it's super
short for me.
I'm clocking
in at least 45 seconds.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to do that on the Migscast. We'd have challenges where we'd stopwatch we'd record our pees and then use a stopwatch to see who could go the longest.
Well, you guys just, you know what? I didn't know the groundbreaking audio entertainment you guys have been doing.
Well, we stole it from a PBS special.
Ah.
The idea of doing this.
And so you did measure time, how long it takes you to take care of business.
Granted, we were trying to see who could go the longest. So you really had to maybe it was like a night after you had a couple beers. First thing in the morning, you'd pull out the recorder, record it. And I think it was around a minute 20.
Ooh.
But that was, you know, that was a lot of pent up stuff.
See, the older one gets, and you hope it's not due to prostate issues. I mean, my prostate is fine, but still, I am not the man I used to be in that department. It takes me longer, and I don't feel like that, you know what, if you needed to put out a fire, I'd be much help.
According to Discover Magazine, it says, regardless of your bladder size, all mammals pee for approximately 21 seconds.
Whoa.
I'm doubling that.
It's the term of a law of urination.
So now, Steve, are you saying the time that you got to get things going, or
from start to finish?
Wow, that's amazing that you're going that long.
40 seconds?
Well, if the average time is 22, and you're done, then that guy was a 6-second wonder.
Finally, I'm above average in something.
Yeah.
Sadly,
I mean, it takes me a long time, but I have a problem where it's like, come on, let's go. You know, like for some reason, you know, the headquarters is just not responding
stage
to these emails.
I have the same thing, stage fright.
Oh, you've got the shy bladder thing.
Yeah, I just, like, when I go to a urinal, it takes me a second. Like, I have to get out of my head to, like, oh, there's other men around me.
Well, see,
I used to not have that problem, and then recently I noticed I was starting to have that problem.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's why I always used to stall. You guys, everyone wonders why I use a stall. It's because I feel like I've got private time, and it's easier for me to go.
It's not because of the anteater?
Jesus, Vicky.
I was curious. Some people are really, you know, self-conscious about it.
Not everyone's going to meet Gabe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been at a urinal.
So now we know.
You try it sometime. It's very effective.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Like, my brother's self-conscious about his, so that's why.
I didn't even know that. How do you know your brother's got an anteater?
Because he came to me and he's like, dude, I kind of want to get the surgery. What should I do? I'm like, first of all, go talk to dad because I don't have a peen, so...
I would never think of talking to my sister about my penis ever. What the hell what's wrong with your generation?
Joe, do you talk to your sister about your weenie? No.
Yeah, what is wrong with your brother? Your brother shouldn't talk to his sister about this.
I know what I'm talking about when it comes to sex and stuff, so he comes to me for reliable information.
Okay, no.
Is it that he thinks that you're just very knowledgeable about dongs?
Yep.
That's not a good thing for your brother to think that. Who do I know that's seen a lot of wieners?
Yeah, the branding
works. My sister.
Yeah.
That's like, I mean, if I know the information, why, if I'm an expert, why wouldn't you come to me?
I mean, I can't argue with that logic. It's just sad that your brother knows that.
She has put in her 10,000 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's the
professional.
She's the Malcolm Gladwell of, baby.
I'm waiting for my medal.
Okay. Well, let's go to James, because I'm disturbed now. James in Auburn, you are on The Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, James. What's the most insane thing that you or someone you know has done at work?
Yeah, about 20 years ago, I had to make a little extra cash and for a couple of weeks, and I went to work for a fast food place. And about a week into it, I watched this old man that prepared all the food with his bare hands look around in between machines, take his shoe and his sock off, and started rubbing his foot. And put everything back on and start touching the food with his bare hands again.
I know this happens. I mean, all of us, all we're doing is just eating contaminated food. We know this is happening. If you go to any fast foodie, well, actually, if you go to any restaurant, it's, I mean, you just know this is happening.
I thought it was encouraged.
Yeah.
Rub your feet and work on the meat.
Humans just seem to get a jolly out of knowing that other people are eating their action. I mean, really.
Do you think, or is he just so oblivious that he didn't even think what he was doing was wrong? I can understand what you're saying. Like, it's almost like a spite thing. But part of me is even wondering if he just doesn't, like the people who just take their socks off in their shoes on the airplane and put their feet on somebody's armrest.
Oh, dude, that just happened too.
Right.
Dude, this guy.
It happens all the time.
This guy was this big guy with these gnarly toenails.
Oh, it's never attractive.
And the whole flight, he had his shoes, and he'd get in the aisle. Like, he wasn't even hiding it. He would just stand in the aisle. First of all, why would you go barefoot in a plane on that carpet that you know everything has happened on? Because they don't get a chance to clean those planes that much. They got to just turn them around. And they were the gnarliest looking hobbit feet I've ever seen in my life. And I'm like, dude, really? This is what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
You're playing of everybody, and you're just going to be out here with your meat sickles. Okay.
For some people, they don't realize what they're doing is disgusting. So I'm wondering if this guy in his head, he just thought, oh, I got to scratch my foot, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then, oh, time to go back to working on the meat.
Okay, Vicky wants to speak again. And I mean, Vicky, is it about sex again, really?
No. Like, the weirdest thing or coolest thing I've gotten to do at work is slap a coworker. Twice.
Wow. Who'd you slap? I can't remember. Oh, yeah.
I got to slap him twice.
Who's this?
As hard as I could. Kyle.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, it was so good. It felt awesome.
Why were we doing that? Is it just because we thought Hot Kyle deserved to be slapped? Or
it's because he didn't highlight the paper properly.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's how we used to treat our interns.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's, well, you know what? You better highlight the paper properly. You know how I am.
That's true.
Apply today, everybody.
Yeah. Vicky will slap you with her man hands.
You know how I am. Yeah, Vicky, you do have some good slapping hands.
Yes.
I'll give you that.
I got to slap him with both.
I'm pretty sure we'd have a lot of people lining up to be slapped by Vicky.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we want those guys here.
All right, we'll start charging $10 a slap.
Yeah. Vicky's got good slapping hands, though, guys. You might want to just, Facebook her and say, I won't be slapped by you, Vicky.
How about this person says the most insane thing I've ever seen at work was someone backed a forklift off the dock. It took our entire staff to hoist it back up.
Oh man, that's embarrassing.
The person says, I drive log truck and one of the guys I was hauling with crapped himself instead of pulling over. That's from Phil in Centralia.
Dedication.
Do you still have to ride in that truck with that dude?
Oh.
I'd be calling Uber.
Yeah, I'm done.
Vicky, yo, where are we going? I'll Uber it.
Yeah, I'll meet you there.
Yeah. I don't even care how much it costs. I don't want to be in this room with you.
That is one log too many, sir. I don't think that's on the invoice.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Of course he's driving a log truck.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
Did you just snort?
I did. Yeah.
Log truck is too funny, man.
I mean, if anyone's going to crap himself, it should be the guy driving the log truck. Let's be honest.
That must be the most incredible thing a coworker has done.
Yeah. No,
snort in the show.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What is the most insane thing that you or someone you know has done at work?
I see Uncle Chris is in the room.
Oh, great. We'll get some fancy words that we don't understand. Okay.
So I'm working at a bookstore in L.A.
Shocking.
Right after Attack of the Clones came out on DVD.
The Star Wars movie. Yes, episode 2. Yes.
And we had this display that was R2-D2, like a full body R2-D2 with the
DVDs. Oh, I remember that display, chat, yeah.
Right? Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's
pretty cool.
I'd like to have one of those.
Well, somebody at somebody who came into our store wanted it as well. So this guy comes in with his buddy and he grabs the thing and just tries to abscond with it out the front of the store.
Oh,
and
him.
One of my coworkers chases after him. Now, we're not supposed to chase people who steal from us.
That's a rule in a lot of places.
Yeah. Observe and report.
This guy was kind of new, sort of a hothead, and as it turned out, insane. So he chases this person out of the store where there's a car waiting. They throw the R2-D2 thing in the back seat, gets in the front seat, and starts to drive off. My guy jumps on the hood.
Yeah, baby!
Sticks his arm in the driver's side window and starts trying to grab the steering wheel to keep him from driving off.
Who was it? Tom Cruise was that new worker? I mean, really, who does that?
Nuts, this guy, all right? So they start actually making some progress and driving away, and then the kid in the backseat just pushes the thing out the door and says, keep it, keep it! And then my guy jumps off the hood and they take off.
Yeah. His coworker's John Cena.
Yeah. That's so awesome. I wish I could see something like that. I mean, that's pretty epic. You know, we see it in movies. If you ever saw somebody just jump on the hood of a car and like put their arm in the window like that, that is pretty amazing.
My week would be made.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie.
Gosh, Chris, you know, you've seen some pretty exciting things at that bookstore.
I tell you what, you never would think a bookstore would be quite
retail. Retail every once in a while can show you some stuff.
There's your answer.
Yeah, retail can show you some stuff.
I mean, this guy says, I got conned into working a double, so I ate an eighth of mushrooms while I was cooking for this company.
Party!
What kind of meals was that guy making?
Oh, spaghetti. Yeah, dude.
Spaghetti.
With mushrooms.
Yeah.
They look like worms.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No.
Yeah, see, again, and we, the customers, we're eating all that.
Another person, I worked at a fast food place when I was younger. I walked into the walk-in freezer, found my coworker lighting up a joint. He was later fired AF.
Yeah.
Fired as F.
Oh, fired as F.
There we go.
It's like, wait, he's fired AF. Oh, fired as, yeah, okay. Well, here's a story about a well-known celebrity who just admitted that he once snorted cocaine off his dog. Yeah. Those were the days, weren't they? You'll hear from the celebrity at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.